Okay, so you want to sit behind me, Gilad? You can come join close. All right, so let's continue with this sugya, and when after today's shiur, we'll move on to the next gemara. So we left off on Monday. We left off with a discussion and a question. We pointed out that we paskin the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, and we had anybody remember the two reasons we should paskin Rabbi Yehuda, even though it was Balakana Kama.
Rabbi Levi and Rabbi
Abahu. Rabbi Levi and our Gemara assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara points out, Rabbi Abahu, on Daf Tes Zion, when he mentions having the ayal, that is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who has Zcharim. Okay, it's a bit of a discussion if Zcharim is actually ayal, Zcharim general males, that's a bit of a discussion. But suffice it to say that's not an ayal is not a yael. And as we pointed out, an ayal is a ram, and a ram is a mature sheep, and that's you find some places kvasim, some places ayel, some places charim. It's all seems to be the same. But the question is that we left off is even fine. He says charim tulum. He says two things, and which one is the key point? We didn't talk about the Rambam yet, right? We didn't get into that mature. Okay, so the Rambam, as hopefully you guys saw, the Rambam writes right in the halacha. The Rambam says that the shofar shetogen bo Rosh Hashanah, the shofar they use on Rosh Hashanah, is keren hakvasim hakafuf, is the keren of kvasim, which is kafuf, the keren of a sheep. We'll say, by the way, it sounds like in the Rambam that a sheep versus ram doesn't make a difference, okay? Because the Gemara does say the Rambam says kvasim, the Gemara says earlier in Ayel there is a difference between a ram and a sheep. Again, I'm not such a big animals guy, but my Wikipedia search showed up that there's a difference between a sheep and a ram. But the ram doesn't seem to make any distinction. He just says karen akvasim, which is okay. And then he says v'chol hashofros psulin, and then he says everything is pasul chutz mi karen hakeves. Everything would be pasul except for the karen hakeves. Okay. Now that. When that means it's absolutely required. Everything else is puzzle. Puzzle means it's no good, invalid. You would not be able to use it on Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Rambam learns. And, you know, if you just take our Mishnah face value, a simple read of our Mishnah. Before we get to that point, he also says, Karen HaKvasim HaKofav. He says you need to have Kvasim and Kofav. He says the rest are puzzle. So Kvasim is clearly Dafka in our Mishnah. Now, the Kesem Mishnah points out, a lot of you guys saw, the Kesem Mishnah points out, could be that the Rambam, from the phrase, the wording of the Rambam, it could be that even all that matters is the keves, is the animal, and not the shape. But he points out that's very hard to say. The shape clearly is something very important to the Gemara. The Gemara makes a big deal about the shape. That's, you know, so you can't say we ignore the shape, but the Rambam holds that both are required. Kvasim, hakafuf. And the second point is that now as you hold they're required, they're absolutely required, and anything else will be possible. Okay? So that's point number one in the Rambam. The Ran, as you saw, what does the Ran say about this question about what's required, the kvasim versus the kafuf? The Ran? The Ran says lav dafka. The Ran says that what is dafka? What is the Mishnah says what it says. So what's important in Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Kfufim. Why does that make sense? That's what's important. The whole idea is to be kafuf. What did you say? Like tefillah, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara talks about kavod. The Gemara talks about the shape. That seems to be what matters. And so says the Ran. When you read our Mishnah, it says zcharim kuvim. Yeah, zcharim doesn't really matter. Why does it say zcharim? Or why does it say ya'al pashut? Why does it even talk about the type of animal? Or chadimilsa. So the Ran says that is just okay. You know, ram's horns are generally bent. And the ya'al, some we were discussing in Seder, a few guys, the Yael seems to be the ibex, which is commonly found in Israel, as per planet Earth. Anybody saw planet Earth? The ibex are from Israel, I mentioned, in planet Earth. So the ibex have straight horns. So the Yael, that's, why is that example? We don't really care about a Yael. We don't really care about the ibex. We don't really care about a ram. Those examples are given because those are just common cases of bent or straight horns. But the main point would be for the Ran that it has to be bent, according to the Rebbe Huda, and that's how it's possible, going to have to be bent. Okay, so that's the first machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. The Rambam, you know, the Ran's big proof for that is just the Gemara's presentation. So the Rambam, oh, Okay, we'll get to with the Rambam source in a second. What do you want to say, Jonah?
Could we say that in our Mishnah, the user says food?
That's yes, very good. Review does not say in the Mishnah, you're right, but the Braisa does say it. And again, it's similar to what we just said in the Kesef Mishnah. Even though Rabbi Yehuda always says it's Charim, it's hard to imagine, based on the Gemara's presentation, that Charim is really what matters. Right? Because the Gemara gets into Klufin. Yossi, you can take a nap later, man. It'll be okay. You'll take a nap later. It'll be good. Okay. It's okay. Fine. Now, where did the Rambam get a Shita from? This is pretty convincing, right? The Ran is pretty convincing. The Gemara makes a big deal about the shape. Where did the Ram get it from that it matters what type of animal you have? Okay, this is very good. So that's the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Gemara on the Yud Tes Zayin talks about the type of animal. It talks about the aisle. So that seems to indicate that that's what it should be. And then once that's the case, you can read the Mishnah. And to a certain extent, the Rambam is the easier read of the Mishnah, while the Ran is the easier read of the Gemara. Because the Mishnah says both. The Gemara only really talks about the shape. So the Rambam, the Ran really makes sense to the Gemara, but the Rambam says, no, but you can't just read our Gemara, you have to look at the Gemara earlier, and you put it all together, that the Gemara earlier gives us the source for the type of animal, and our Gemara gives us the source for the shape. Now, how would you get out of the Rambam's reading of Tezayin? So now the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Rambam is the upper hand, right? Makes a lot of sense to say that you absolutely require to be from a ram, or from at least that type of animal, a sheep, a ram. How would the Ram get out of that Gemara? How would the Ram learn the Gemara in Daf Tes Zayin? Yes, Jonah? Oh, it's a matter of, okay, Jonah is very good, but we also learned this together, right? So Jonah knows where I'm going with it. But so the Ram says, not to put down Jonah, just so no one else should feel bad. So the Ram would say, and this is how the Ram paskins, is that the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin says, you should use a ram. Why should you use a ram, would the Ram say? The Ram would say, that's a mitzvah mevchor, that's a nice idea. It's not that it's absolutely required to use a ram. So that Gemara is just kind of telling us what to do. Now, someone other than Jonah, anyone have any thought in that Gemara? Go back to Tes Zayin for a second. What does the Gemara indicate to you one way or the other on that question? Yes, Matthew. You think it's not like the Ram?
Why do we have to use the
R? Oh. Why do you use the R?
Why do we not use the R?
It does say that or it doesn't say that? Well, it's debatable. So the question how to read this. So if you look at the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Lama token b'shofar shal ayil. What? Well, even in the Lechem Mishnah and the Rambam, if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, I don't know if I gave you this part of the Maamar Kohen, but he goes on to discuss this. The Gemara there says, Lama token b'shel ayil. It says, why do we use that? It's very... What? Implying that you use it, it's true, but it's not. Doesn't have to be read as saying, why is this required? He's just saying, why is this the minimum? Why Lama token? Why do we blow with that? Doesn't have to be that he... You don't have to read that as saying, why is it required to use an aisle? There's no indication. Even the Lechem Mishnah, if you look carefully, we're not going to get into the Diyuk, because he has a very sharp point in how to read Rabbi Bo for the Rambam, but it's a little bit like he has to work hard to explain why Rabbi Abahu means Davka. On a simple level, he's just addressing the Minhag. And something you have that, I don't remember if the one of the Rishonim put another example. It's slipping my mind right now. We have other examples in the Gemara where the Gemara just says, why do we do this? Not that this was absolutely required, but this became the minhag. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's the source for this minhag? What's the reason for this minhag? So it's that's how the Ran would learn that Gemara, and I think is a bit of an easier Gemara. Lama token mishofar shel ayil, why do we use that shofar? Why has that become the minhag? Okay, the minhag has become to remember Akedas Yitzchak. But the Ran would say, that's not a chiyuv, that's a mitzvah and a mufkar, that's an ideal way to do it. And in fact, I think, I'm not a shofar maker, I think we do use ram's horns in order to fulfill this mitzvah min hamukhar. Okay. So far we have this machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. We have a little bit of the of what's pulling in either direction. The pulling the Ran is our Gemara, which just gets into the shape. Pulling the Rambam is the Gemara of Rabbi Abahu, which talks about the type as well, and that's why you'd have to have both. But the next question, which the Ran raises, is even within this question, whatever you want to say, you could say Kfufin and you could say Ayal, whatever you want to say you need to have, is it absolutely required, or is it just a lechatchila, a mitzvah bilchur, as the Ran says? So once again, you read our Mishnah on a simple level. The Mishnah says what it says. You have to use Zcharim Kfufim. So the Rambam, again, is the simple read of the Mishnah. The simple read of the Mishnah is saying this is what's got to be, and everything else is no good. So we saw in the Rambam, everything else is puzzle, which is a pretty strong formulation, is clearly saying that this is absolutely required. As the Ran notes, the Ran quotes the Rambam. What are the questions the Ran asks? Remember the Ran's questions on the Rambam? All right, Jonah, go ahead. The Ran's questions on the Rambam. What's the problem with saying that this is absolutely required? Our Gemara doesn't talk that language, right? What language does our Gemara talk? What's the language Rabbi Levi says? How does Rabbi Levi start a statement? What? What's the first word Rabbi Levi says? I'm Rabbi Levi, mitzvah! Mitzvah shall Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim kufin. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is shall kufin. Very often, the Lashon mitzvah in the Gemara, I know this is a little confusing for some guys, because mitzvah we usually think like, you gotta do it. But in the Gemara, so what? And the Gemara mitzvah means like something nice to do, a nice thing to do, but it doesn't mean that it's absolutely required. So the mitzvah of how to do it, the best way of how to do it, would be with Zcharim Kufim, but Rabbi Levi never meant to say this is absolutely required. So that's one indication that the Ran has, the problem the Ran has with the Rambam. What else? What other problems do you have? Oh, the problems of the text, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, what problem is the text? I gave you the previous Mishnah for a reason. The Mishnah Daf Chaf Vav. Oh, so these two Mishnahs are back to back, right? Right, Donnie? So we have the Mishnah Daf Chaf Vav, and Mishnah Daf Chaf Vav says, let's turn back to Chaf Vav. Kol HaShofros K'sherim. All the Shofros are good. Except for a par, chutz mishal para. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and he says because it's a Karen. Rabbi Yossi says, no, all the shofars are called Karen. So Rabbi Yossi basically argues that all shofars are kosher. You can use whatever kind of shofar you want. Tanakhama says everything but a para, but a cow or a bull, I don't know what produces shofars, but that's one exception, but everything else is good. Rabbi Yossi says that the para is good as well, and our Mishnah then starts talking about the Ya'al Pashut, or the Zcharim Kufim. Right, between the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the relationship between these two Mishnayos? Would the Rambam, and you don't find this in the Rambam, but would the Rambam ever quote Kol HaShofros K'sherim? Who does that even look? But it's interesting. Right. If you look at the Ein Mishpat, turn back to Chavav. If you look at Chavav, usually on the top left-hand corner of your page, on Daf Chavav, you have the Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, right? So you have those letters over there, see those Os Beis, and usually you'll find Rambam, or Maimonides, look at Aleph, you see Maimon, see up in Osav, you have Maimon, and he tells you the source. And then it gets the Smag, and then the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Beis, it just starts with the Smag, and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, there's no Rambam here, right? The Rambam could never quote this Mishnah, Lahalacha. Because for the Rambam, we just saw the opposite in the Rambam, right? The Rambam said everything's puzzle, except for Zcharim, for Keves HaKofuf. So, what's the relationship between these two Mishnayos according to the Rambam? What's the relationship between these two Mishnayos for the Rambam?
Disconnected.
Not only disconnected, more than disconnected. Or Machlokas. Okay, having a Machlokas. So the Machlokas. So we have this Mishnah has two opinions, either everything's good, excluding para or including para. And now our Mishnah has two totally different opinions. So they're really, how many opinions do we have about what shofar use on Rosh Hashanah? Four opinions. Right? We learned our Mishnah, we have two opinions. The Rambam learns that there are four opinions. Now, the Rambam agrees to the halacha. The Rambam has the same sources we had, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Abahu, that the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. But he has four opinions in Tanoim. But what does the Ran have? Or how does the Ran learn these two Mishnayos? So, or let's just, before we get to that, what's difficult about that, as Ram points out, there's no indication in this Mishnah that it's relating to the previous Mishnah. Right? You learn, it sounds like a totally new Mishnah. This Mishnah had a discussion match over, and this Mishnah had a totally unrelated, seemingly unrelated, because it doesn't, usually, if you have four opinions, you guys have all learned some Mishnayos, I assume. If you learn some Mishnayos, usually when you have four opinions on a topic, the Mishnah tells you clearly, this one says this, that one says that, Achirim say this, this one says this. It clearly states out the four opinions. But here, we don't have it presented that way. We have like a new topic introduced in this Mishnah. So the Ran says it's very difficult to learn like the Rambam. So what does the Ran say? What's the relationship between the two Mishnayos according to the Ran? He thinks it's a much better read of these two Mishnayos. Oh, one's b'di'evir, one's l'chatchila. In other words, one is l'ikuva and one is l'mitzvah, one is l'chatchila. The first Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav, we have one Mishnah, is asking, what is the bare minimum requirement for shofar? And that's a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Tanakam holds anything goes, except para would be no good, and Rabbi Yossi says even a para is fine. If you were stuck, shofar, it's Rosh Hashanah, you need a shofar, anything goes. That's the first Mishnah. Comes our Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav, that where we start Mabez, where we started, and our Mishnah says that, okay, now our Mishnah is getting to what's the ideal way to do this mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. The idea, so that's a machlokas, straight, bent, for the Ram, that's really the only issue. You could even possibly read that the type of animal is relevant, but at the end of the day, this is a completely unrelated Mishnah in the sense that it's talking on a different level. It's only talking on the level of l'chatchila, what's the ideal way, the best way to do shofar. And that's how the Ran learns. And that's, the Ran thinks, is much smoother. One other difficulty the Ran points out, you know what, let's leave it out, because I'm running out of time. The Ran has another kasha, but we'll leave it out for now. We just pointed out two difficulties with the Rambam's pshat. The one, the presentation of the Gemara Mitzvah. Number two, the relationship between the two Mishnayos. What pushed the Rambam to say what he said? Again, same thing, kind of thing we asked earlier. What's pushing the Rishonim to go in the direction they're going? And the Rambam, in particular, is hard to know because the Rambam doesn't tell us usually. Right? The Rambam tells us why he doesn't like the Rambam and says what he says. The Rambam is a sefer halacha. He doesn't tell us why he says what he says. So now it's our job to try to understand. We have to understand the Gemara better to see what is it that's pushing the Rambam. Yes. By what? He's very pushed by Rabbi Abahu. But Rabbi Abahu really only forces us into arguing on the point that you need both. They need an ayal. But it does. Even Rabbi Abahu, I don't know that a specific animal, but not that it's ma'akev. I don't know if you see anything in Rabbi Abahu that makes it ma'akev. It's right that animal would be kind of ideal or more like higher up than the way the Ram presented it. The animal doesn't matter. What matters is the shape. I don't know that that's what pushes him to say it's ma'akev. So the Lecha Mishnah notes, and if you got to it, Tosos has a kasha on. Tosos also assumes at the beginning like the Ram, and the Rush assumes like the Ram as well. That Tosos has a kasha. Now Tosos only has as a ksas kasha. At the end of Tosos, I have a little difficulty in this whole mahalach. But the Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam was really troubled by this and couldn't move past it. And what's the kasha? The kasha is as follows. Remember, we said there's two machlokesim in the Mishnah. Now, we had this discussion we're having, what's the ideal or what's the type of shofar you're supposed to use? And then the other machlokes is, what's the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Right? Now, how do we, Rabbi Levi is the halacha, how do we paskin? What does Rabbi Levi hold? What does Rabbi Levi hold about Yom Kippur? Equal. Rabbi Levi holds they're equal. Rabbi Levi holds that the same shofar used on Rosh Hashanah, used the shofar, the bent shofar, on Rosh Hashanah you use the bent shofar on Yom Kippur. Okay? What's the source for that? Zera Shava is a drasha in a Torah. That means the Torah writes, forgot the words the Gemara has. What was that? Bashvi. Okay, so the Gemara has that. This is down Chodesh Ashvi. The Gemara has on Lama Gimel on the base, going to Lama Dalam on Aleph. Gemara is a Gzera Shava. That's a drasha in a Torah. Now, according to the Ran, this idea of being bent, is this in a Torah? Does it mean the rice is a pus? Is there any pus in Chumash that's telling us it's got to be bent? No, it's just a nice idea. It's a nice idea to have a bent shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, very nice. So why do we need why would Gzera Shava apply to it? Gzera Shava is a very halachic principle that we have a din d'oraisa, we apply it from here and we carry it over to here. But here we have like this nice idea in Rosh Hashanah. Why would you ever apply Gzera Shava of this nice idea to Yom Kippur? That's Tosus Kasha. So Tosus says, yeah, okay, I must be wrong. And Tosus goes back and says that really, he basically, you know, in effect learns like the Rambam, or at least for the point of it being Ma'akid. And Lech HaMishnah says, that's what pushes the Rambam to say what he wants to say. So that's the Kasha. The Kasha is, why would you apply a Gzeira Shavat this mitzvah l'chatchila? So what's the answer now for the Ran?
Wait, Rambam is saying, why would you apply this Gzeira Shavat to the
So it must be the Kuva, right? That, and that's why Gzeira Shava would be Shaykh. It would make sense to apply Gzeira Shava to take this halacha that's required, absolute requirement of shofar Rosh Hashanah is that it be bent and it be a keves, so Gzeira Shava to carry it over. Correct, or yeah, and why would anyone make it similar? If it's only a lechatchila, why would anyone apply Gzeira Shava? That's the Rambam's kasha. So what does the Rush say? Avrami, he saw the Rush. The Rush is a quick answer to this. To this issue. The korban is sanas of the midaraisa. Where did he say that? Kein deraisa. Very good. So what is he saying? So let's just first see the rush for a second. I'll just, if you want to turn to the rush, it's towards the very end of Aleph. Siman Aleph in the rush. If you have the Rush, I'll read it slowly. It's one line towards the very end, like three lines or four lines from the bottom. And he quotes, he says, or actually a few lines before that. Nearly the Kushya Chalushahi. Here, but you have that, Matthew? What are you looking for? The end of Siman Aleph. Parashlishi Siman Aleph. Towards the end, he says, nearly, right after the Korban Asana Os Hay. He says, nearly the Kushya Chalushahi. This is a weak question. This is weak. Don't give me this. He's going to push aside everything, you know, just because this kasha, right? He said, Lech HaMishnah says, this pushes the Rambam against everybody. Why would we do that? How can you reject this? V'yesh Lidchos. Kushizu, dir l'Rabbi Levi Savar. Kaven de b'gzeira shava yalfi mehadadi. Just since there is a gzeira shava, meaning we know on the books is a gzeira shava. For other halachos, if you look at the Gemara later, the other halachos are for sure we have the gzeira shava on the books. Okay, now you want to tell me it shouldn't apply to this. Okay, that's arguable, but he says, "V'yesh time alom of Rosh Hashanah kufin the mitzvah." And now we know Rosh Hashanah we want it to be bent for the mitzvah. It's lechatchila way to do it. Me'ata gedela hashvosam yachad. Since we want to make them equal, ro'oy gam b'yom Kippur and lehatzach kufin lemitzvah. What's he saying? He's saying that the gzeira shava pushes us towards generally saying Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the same. Now, for halachas, the deraisa halachas of shofar makes a lot of sense. We have gzeira shava. For this, you're right, it doesn't make so much sense. We want to keep it all the same. We want to make them all the same. And this comes in Avrami's point. The Korban Asana says that, called the tikkun rabbanon, kein deraisa tikkun. What does that mean? It means whenever Chazal makes something derabbanon, we're saying this lechatchila, this idea of blowing a bench over, that's derabbanon. That's not in the Torah. But whenever they have a din derabbanon, they want to make it look like or pattern it after din d'oraisa. So just like for the d'oraisa halachos, we equate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so too for the d'rabbanan halachos, we're going to equate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that would explain, this would get out of Tosfos Kasha, this would explain why it is that we would have the bench shofar on Yom Kippur as well. And so we're not so bothered. Zer Shavah, yeah, it applies here because called Tikkun Rabbanon Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. Just another support for this idea, and we'll close with this. Actually, we'll have one, just going to look at the Shulchan Aruch to summarize what we did, but just look at Rashi for a second. Back on the Mishnah, take a look quickly at Rashi. Well, I open this up. So when the Mishnah says we want to equate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what examples does the Mishnah give? What way do we want to equate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda say for what things? Tkiya ulebrachas Tanakam before Rabbi Yehuda. Let's tkiya ulebrachas. What are brachas? Shmon Esrei. What's Shmon Esrei? What about? Oh, Malchus is a Kodesh Shofar. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, ulebrachas, deboy lemeimar teisha brachas. You want to say 9 brachas on Yom Kippur, which is Zichron Shofar, Malchus Zichron Shofar, right? What does Malchus Zichron Shofar have to do with Yom Kippur of Yovel? And then they do the Yom Kippur. What? It does. So the Turei Eben, written by the Shagasari, one of the Achronim, so he points out that this is another example of this idea that the Gzeira Shava, once we have the Gzeira Shava on the books, we want to keep everything the same. That's the idea. So in this regard, also, it doesn't really make sense to apply Malchus Zichron Shofar to Yom Kippur of Yovel, but since we want things to be the same. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. The Dinim D'Rabbanon will be patterned after the Dinim D'Oraisa. This is a bigger stretch because we're not even within Shofar, but it's a similar pshat to what the Rush says. Just to conclude the Sugya, I always like to see the Shulchan Aruch as a conclusion for what we did and all the discussion that we had. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Ran, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Mitzvaso B'Shel Ayel V'Kafuf. The ideal way is, should be, like Gemara with like Rabbi Yabo says, it should be a ram's horn, and should be bent. U'v'di'ebed kol ha-shofros k'sherin b'im shutim b'im k'fufim. And really, b'di'ebed, everything is kosher, and that's the Mishnah Daf Chaf. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins straight up like the Ran. Just one quick question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. What if you had your choice between a bent shofar or a ram's shofar? But you can't get both. Let's say you had a straight ram and a bent of another type of animal. What do you think would be more ideal? Bent would come first, right? That's what you would think. So that's what I would think also. Because the presentation that comes out for the ram, that our Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah is telling us bent is ideal. And Rabbi Abahu, who's an Amora, coming later, Rabbi Abo is the one who tells us that that it should be of an aisle, and the Mishnah Berurah says that is the opinion of most of the Achronim. I think it, like you guys just picked up on, I think it's pretty clear from the presentation of the Gemara. Okay, Shkoyach everybody on for Seder tonight. We are not going to have a shir because